The conference will now begin.
Okay. Shalom, Ron Pitchkukov Aleph, and Da Esmida Zecha. The Tikkunim, learning about the different Tikkunim from the Arbi Yesaitis when it comes to the Mida of Azus. Azus that we've been learning is a manifestation, expression of Afar. And like all of the other Midas, it could be expressed in a positive way or in a negative way. And we're learning about the Tikkunim, and we're up to the Tikkun of Azus by using the Yesod of Ruach. And what we're learning, what we began to learn on Pesach Kuchav Aleph, is that the Yesod of Ruach is the opposite of Azpanim. Azpanim, Kshei Oref, all of that is Pirud. It's separation, it's turning away, it's rejection. That's the Midah of Azpanim. Turning your back to somebody. Not being Mitzarev. Not joining, separating, v'chulu. That's the union of Azazpon. The Yesoda of Ruach, of course, the whole Metzias of Ruach, of air, is that it's Mitzarev. It's the whole Metzias is Tziruf. The oxygen, the air, and the quality of Ruach, that it's warm and that it's moist, the whole yesod of that is siruf, is binding together and holding together and uniting and bringing and everything into one metzias. That's the union of Ruach. In terms of our avoda and overcoming the midah of the destructive midah of Azaz Panim, that's with speech, with dibur. Vayihadam lenefesh chaya. Nefesh chaya, the Targum translates, the beginning of time when man was created. The definition of man is that he's a ruach chaya, nefesh chaya, which the Targum translates as ruach memalula, a speaking being, a ruach memalula. Because the speech takes place with ruach hapeh. Ruach hapeh. So, what's the meaning of pe'el pe' adarabo? What's the meaning of speech, of speaking? It's communicating. And communicating means that I want to be mitzarf to somebody else. I want this person to understand me. I want to connect to this person. That's what the ruach of speech is all about. That's the tikkun for azaspanim, which is I don't want to have anything to do with this person. And I turn away from this person. I'm Paina Oiref, I'm Maksha Oiref. Speech, Ruach HaPeh, is the opposite of Kshei Oiref. The whole Indian is Peh El Peh, to speak to you, face to face, not to turn away from you, but to communicate with you, to connect to you. It's the opposite of Kashyas Oiref. So, we're a little past halfway down the page, sort of two-thirds down the page, beginning with his Bedakus Yoiser. Bedakus Yoiser. A little bit, to explain this a little bit more, his Kana was Lashon HaMishnah. We learned the Lashon of the Mishnah, Az Panam LeGehenim, and Boishas Panam LeGehenim. Then Az Panam goes to Gehen, that's his place, and a person of Boishas Panam, his place is Gan Eden. But the Mishnah is telling us very clearly that these are two opposites. There's Azaspanim and there's Boishaspanim. Ezi Yesod Megalas HaBoishaspanim. Which Yesod of the Yesodis reveals this Mida of Boishaspanim, of Busha, of healthy Boishaspanim? Hey, Oz Panim Shor should be a side of offer. Oz Panim, we learn, is in the side of that harshness of offer. Bor im kain, shaboshes panim, shulah hepecha gomer shulhaaz panim, shosha bisara ruach. Therefore, since boshes panim is the opposite of az panim, and az panim is the yisod of ofa, so the opposite of the yisod of ofa, which is like a rock that is separated, a mountain, something that is separated, it's hard, that doesn't connect to anything else. The opposite of that is what? The opposite of that is the yisod of ruach, boshes panim, because ruach joins everything together. So we must learn now to understand how is boshes panim, this mida of boshes panim, how is that a mitzaref? How is that something which binds together, which holds together and joins together? Thank you. Take for yourself. Okay. Here, I have. Good, fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how is Boshet, on the bottom of page, like towards the bottom of Kuf Chaf Aleph. So how is Boshet's Panim, the Inyan of Ruach? As Panim, I turn away from everybody. I'm not Gurus anybody. I'm not Machshev anybody. I'm like a rock. That's the Inyan of Az Panim, right? That's Az's Panim. I'm just like a rock. And it's the opposite of panim al panim. It's the opposite of communicating. Communicating is ruach, right? Pe al pe. I'm speaking to somebody. I'm facing somebody. That's ruach memal. That's what it means to speak. What's baishas panim? So, what Schwartz explains, around seven lines up. So since the yisod of ruach is the opposite of ofar, so boishes is the opposite of azas panim. So how do we see the yisod of ruach in boishes panim? Kol in yonah shel habusha, hi hakniya. What is busha? Again, we're not talking about. We normally, when we hear the word busha, we think of it like it's worse. You know, the most negative thing to be humiliated and so on. The yisod of busha in a healthy way is that a person, like it's used at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that a person dresses in a tznis d'gevurah because there's a certain, he's mizbayish, there's a busha. This is not shame or guilt. It's a recognition that there's somebody that's great and you're in front of a king and therefore you machne yourself in front of the king. You don't raise your voice in front of a chash of a person. And you don't. There's a certain busha that one has, which is hachna. Hachna in English, a certain submissiveness, a certain humility. That's where busha comes from. That's what busha is. Kniya. Ha'esh b'teva eina nechnas. Fire is not machni itself to anything, to anybody. Mayim b'tivam, water also just rushes forth. It's not machni itself. It takes everything that's in its way, water. But it's interesting. With the word ruach, even though, of course, a wind is powerful, a hurricane, a storm, but we find that by ruach, Chazal always used the term ruach shvela, a ruach of shiftless, of humility. Ruach shvela, ruach shenechnaz. And the truth is that anything gets in the way of ruach. Again, you could have a storm, whatever. But what gets in the ruach is nechnaz. Ha'hepach midavish she'enenu nechna is a ruach shvela. So when Chazal describe a person who is humble and submissive, the term is ruach shvela. Heavy mode, mod shval ruach, shval ruach. She echad mi simoni talmid of shval Avram Avinu. The talmidim of Bilam are the opposite. But the talmidim of Avram Avinu is ruach shvela. not Ruach Gavoa, Ruach Shvela. Of course, there's a stormy hurricane that's like Bilam, that's a Ruach Gavoa. There is such a thing. Ramas Ruach, Ramas Ruach, it's Balgaiva. Even in English, they say something that's hot air. You know, it's like a buffoon, a gaiva, arrogant, it's hot air. But Ruach Shvela, Ruach Nemucha, is the most beautiful midah. It's one of the simanim of the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Yes, the end of page Kuchachal. Yes, for Adam Shafal, Machan Schoitze Erech. Sometimes you have a person that is shiftless, is not healthy. But a shiftless is not really healthy. It comes from a Choitze Erech. He feels he's worthless. He feels that he's worthless. Zuli shiflus hashayeches liyisayt ha'ofen. Mepchinis v'nafshi ka'ofel ha'kol tiyeh, in a very, could be in a very unhealthy way. So this person makes himself into a nothing, to a shmat. He doesn't hold from himself at all. There's no nesiyas alev, there's no confidence. Haruach luma zoiz, magala shiflus mahal shiruach shvela. On the other hand, a healthy type of busha, a healthy type of ruach is not that you don't have any confidence or you think that you're worthless. No. But you have a ruach shvela in front of an olam gadol. You have a ruach shvela in front of a talmid chacham, in front of an older person. There's a ruach shvela, which is what? Bais hespanim. Mitzad kach, ha-bais hespanim yitikun ha-az hespanim. And in this way, ruach, the ruach of a person who has bais hespanim is the tikkun of the azas panim, which is ofar. That's the tikkun idei sod haruach, kufav beis. Hatikkun mi yisod ha'esh. Now the tikkun from the yisod of esh. Tikkun mi yisod ha'esh. So the tikkun of azas panim comes from the yisod of esh. Now fire, we would think, is a very much associated with the Azaz Pan, that Mida. And of course, there is a type of fiery Azaz Pan, but there's something else in fire. That's the Mamish, the Tikkun of Azaz Pan. So on Kufav Beis, Schwartz begins to explain. Tikkun Ha'Azaz Shab'ofar Ayidei Yesod Ha'esh is Boru Upashit. It's very clear, very simple. Ha'Hepuch Shal Ha'Musad Azaz Panim. The opposite of the person who's an azaspanim that turns away from everybody, that thinks he's better than everybody, that can't look at people. The opposite of that, humuskava psukim mublashon chazal, as what? He'oras panim. Just the opposite, a lichtig panim. Ki ba'or panecha. He'oras panim means somebody whose face is always shining to everybody else. Just the opposite of a ksheyarv. Just the opposite of an azaspanim. And these people who have he'oras panim, you'll see that they're always the type of people who are machmir themselves, or are baishas panim. It's the same, like Shomazam and Orbach, or Moshe Feinstein, just our favorite tzaddikim that come to mind. It's always that oras panim that they have, because they machmir themselves, even in front of children, in front of everybody. They see good, and they look at it in a favorable way, and not with an ayin tayra, with a ruach shvela. Those people, their faces are always shining. It's ha'oras pan. It's ha'oras pan. Right, kol or bom yisod ha'esh. And or, of course, light comes from yisod of fire. Zuha metziyas sheha'esh mi'ira. This is the quality of fire that illuminates. So there's a person of kibor panecha. That's such a type of a person. That's bo'or panecha. Kashi yisod Shemiz galb upon him, that mead of kashius ha'irav, that comes out in the face in the way of what az is, he be'et some siluk shel ha'mo'or upon him. It's the absence of mo'or upon him. It's being the salik door upon him. Hashem Yisbach wants us to look with people with lechtig upon him, with a shining countenance. Yer Hashem ponav erlecha v'chunekah, that's the mead of the kahan. Ha'oris ponim, where does it come from? Comes from shiflus ruach. It comes from Aaron HaKohen. It comes from ahava, from love. It comes from hachna, from humility. It's a need of Yara Hashem Ponav Elacha Yichunakon. The Kohen wishes that on everybody, and he himself is a mei upon him. He's a mei upon him. The need of chesed, of ha'oros upon him. That's the need of the kohen. My friend who's sitting here with me, he's like that. That's mamash who he is. It's ha'oros upon him to everybody. Chiyach, hashmaich, a smile, or upon him to everybody. That's the need of or. We understand the whole aura of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole fire of the Karbanis. It's all the same sugya. It's the sugya of light. Azus is the opposite of that. Azus is the opposite. Siluk of Marpanim. Kol Oz Mesalikas Or. Azus is Mesalikas Or. It always drives out the light. It's always a dark face and darkness, turning the face. Utakif. And a person of Azaz Panim is so strong, like a rock. Kulon Nosim La'or L'Zgarlis doesn't let any light shine. It's like a big, like a cave, you know. Doesn't let any light shine in, like a big boulder over everything. A cave. There's no or. It's just the opposite. You start to offer that pure offer, that rock, that boulder, that cave. Doesn't let anything any or. There's no light. Or her ha'oris panim ha'mezgalo nisayta eish. Therefore, the or of her ha'oris panim, that is mezgalo that comes from where the yisod of fire, hu ha'tikun ha'sholom mikorach yisod ha'eish, la'avchanis azaz ha'panim shi b'sayta ofer. That's the tikun using the yisod of eish. That's how you work on this problem of azaz panim that comes from the yisod ha'ofer, with this or, with this light, with this eish. That's how you work on it. Vehine. Kishem Sha'az Panim in Yono Shaha'az Shanimtis Ba'irav Mizgala Gamba Panim. The Indian Azpanim is that really the Azpanim, of course, is the back, turning your back to something, the Irif, Kshay Irif. But it's Mizgala Gamba Panim. It shows up on a person's face, that, you know, the sour face, the angry face, the dark face, Panim. Shchayrus, Marish Shchayrus. It's a certain face of anger, of Azaz Panim, of haughtiness, and so on. The same way that the Azaz Panim shows up on the face, Ha'oris Panim Amitis, Ni'ira Lo Rak B'Panim, Elagam Yachor. True Ha'oris Panim, it's not only that it shows on the face, of course it's on the face, that's where you see it, but it's also from behind, from the back. It's the V'nahafay Chul of Azaz. Azaz is so bad that it not only shows up when you turn your back, it even comes out in your face. It starts from over there, in the back, but it comes out in the face. The opposite, which is it's so wonderful, it's so good, not only does it shine from the face, it even shines from the back. Now, what does that mean, that something shines from the back? So, Zema Shanema Beluchas. He says a gewaltige thing here. I mean, such an insight. Zemar Shenemar Beluchas. What does it say about Beluchas? It says, Ksuv Mishnei Avereim. You can read them from both sides. It's a nice. Kol Dava Kashet Karim Oysi Misad Echad Ein Eshoros Lekarim Misad Hashenu. Whenever you read something on one side, you can't read it from the other side. It's the opposite. You can't read it. It's not like a side that you could read. You can only read it from one side. There's a nes by the Luchas that is ksuv mishnei avareim. You can read it from both sides. Madregas maima hasinai. What was hasinai? Hasinai was the biggest kibor panach in the satel and Hashem. Torah chayim v'ahavas ches. So Hashem gives the Torah ponim oponim. Mamish ha'oris ponim. Madregas maimon ha'sinek shenitnu haluchas. Gam ba'achor hizgal ha'or. But even from the other side there was light. Gam ba'achor hizgal ha'or. Ze ha'hepech yimash shenemar al Yisrael la'ach mekein kishachotu be'egel am k'she'erafu. We lost that terribly. He descended from the Madrega of Shnei Avareyim, like a person who's so good that he's transparent, like you could see through him from one side to the other, and both sides are smiling. Kilo, both sides are smiling. When he walks into the room, even if you see him from, like we'll see with Reb Meir, when he walks into the room, even if he's not looking at you, he's shainlechtig. You feel that already. La'achra chayt, but when we sin by the chayt ha'egel, kasha Moshe v'nei mevakesh v'kash broch ha'reini nas kredecha, and Moshe v'nei asks Hashem, oi, ha'reini nas kredecha, show me your covet, and let me see kivyochu your face, v'kash broch ha'im alo, where he says, achari epon alei erum, no, you can only see my back, you can't see my face. So something's going on over here, face and back. She says, madregas ha'sina yizgala sha'aluchas k'suv mishnei avaleim. It could have been. If he would have held on to that madrega, it would have been a world of Shnei Avareyim. That's an unbelievable insight. It means that even though Hashem would be hidden, but we would still see him. Because we would see him from Achayra, you say, you know, even though he's not facing us, we could still see him. Instead, after the Chet Ha'egel, everything became a hestapan, and everything. Angry, we see Hashem Kilu's. Charein Av, angry with us. We became, when I'm Kshay Arav, and then it looks to us like everybody else is a Kshay Arav. That's how it is when you're angry, as a Sponim, everybody looks to you that way. If we would have held on to the Madrega of the Luchas Vishinus, then it would have been in such a way of Ksuv Mishnei Avareyim, to be Hafoich Bahafoich, but everything, inside out, everything. Im kein hepach azus in yonak say irish nigla upon him who you say the ash magala ha oris upon him shlema gam ya khair if for the strongest level of ha oris upon him, which comes from you saw the ash or which comes to try to fix the azus upon him of the back, is that the or is so strong that even a khair even from behind shneverayim kamisha amarevi. And Rabbeinu Kodesh says this, Hai de mechadadna michavroi. The reason that I'm sharper than the rest of the chaveirim, the chazise le Rabbi Meir me'achayrei. Rabbi Meir's name means Or. Because Rabbi says, I was zeichet to see Rabbi Meir from behind. I was zeichet to see in my life the back of Rabbi Meir. Bilu chazise mekamei. And if I would have been zeichet to see his face, having a chadad that way, I'd even be sharper. That's the Gemara Erevin. Hayim afurish, shiriyas pnei rabo, that he was zeichet once to see the face of Reb Meir, ma'ila afiluk shiro ehu me'achayiv. Means even he was zeichet to see the or of Rabbi Meir, because the or of Rabbi Meir was we can't be masik, but that or was of Rabbi Meir. And he was able to see that even from behind. Zui ha'oros panim, so we see this as an Indian of ha'oros panim coming from Rabbi Meir, which is mi'ira loyrak b'panim, which was shining not only from his face, but gam me'achar, even from his back. Ad kan asakno eifai b'bir ha'musak azas panim. So until here we learned about azas panim, u'bahavana, and trying to understand how is it through that through mayim and ruach and eish, one can come to work on this negative and destructive azas panim that comes from the yisod of Ofer. Now we're talking about a different azas. Azas meitzach. Ha'cheitzach atan lefanecha, ba'azas meitzach. Now meitzach is a forehead. So what's azas meitzach? We spoke a little bit about it earlier. K'mashuzka bereishis advar, yeshna havchana neisefer shal azas, Azas Meitzach. Page Kuf Chav Gimel. It's a musak Azas Meitzach, Masana B'loshna Pasuk. Where do we see that in Pasuk? It says in the Navi, Umeitzach isha zayna hayalach. Okay, the forehead of a woman that is immoral. And Isha Zaina. Everybody knows what a Zaina is, an immoral woman. So that's a mechutzefes, a big mechutzefes. She's mamas, there's no nemanis by her, there's no faithfulness. She's, to everybody, she turns this way, she turns that way. It's a terrible, terrible azis, a terrible azis of an Isha Zaina. There's no connection to anybody. It's a ma'aseh nus, there's no connection, it doesn't connect to anybody. It looks like she's panim el panim, because she's making believe like there's some kind of an inyan of panim el panim. The whole thing is stam. It's stam empty. It means nothing. She doesn't face anybody. There's nothing. Meitzach isha zayna hayroch. It's a terrible, terrible description of a type of problem, of a type of asas panim. There's no busha. This woman has no busha at all. There's no busha. There's no hachna, there's no busha. Zuha ha'gdor shom meitzach de kilkul. It's a terrible kilkul. Terrible, terrible damage to the meitzach, to the forehead. Meitzach nechusha, therefore we find a lashon in Chazal, meitzach nechusha, the lashon nechaysh is like something that is hard, like a metal, like copper. Nechusha. What does this mean, Azaz Meitzach? We ask Hashem to forgive us for our Azaz Meitzach. His Kanul El is Divrei Amaral. She Azaz Meitzach, he etzem midas Azaz. We learned earlier from the Maral the difference between Azaz Meitzach and Azaz Panim. Aziz Meitzach is the actual midah of Aziz Be'etzim. The midah itself within the person. Aziz Panim, in Yonash Azizum, Mufnis Klapizul, is when you use your Aziz to another person, to somebody else. So Aziz Meitzach is the midah itself of Aziz. And Aziz Panim is how you point it to somebody else. That's what the Maral says. Of a B'yaseh Chidud, let's take this further. Midazu anikris azis meitzach megalat tfisa chadasha b'musag azis. This azis meitzach reveals a new way of understanding this terrible thing of azis. Herleel, b'sugya zakaish in this bar, in the sugya of ofar, of koshi, of hardness, of harshness, we learned shakashya sa'irav yesh l'shmei sheroshim, that there are two roots to the midah of Kashyas Ha'iref, Aleph, Yayavish of Ofar, Oref is the letters Ofar, the dryness of Ofar, Iref, Beis, Me'adas Hanimsis Ba'iref. From the Da'as that is in the Oref. Now, what does that mean? Shloisha Meichin Ba'adam. We know there are three levels of intellect. There's Chochma, there's Bina, and there's Da'as. Das nimsa ba'orfa shel adam. According to Chazal, das is by the stem at the bottom. It's by the oref, where the neck connects to the skull. That's das. Ba'orfa shel adam. Mitzad kach yesham kashius oref. So, because of that, There's such an appearance or a manifestation of kashis oirev, of ofar oirev, in what, in that way of thinking that's called das. Now you know that without going into all of the b'chinas of chachma and bina das, because we've been learning this for all the years, but you know that das is when I've made up my mind, right? Das is das is das. That's what das is. In a good way, it's a wonderful thing. It's when you take the chachma and the bini, you mamish, make up your mind, and it's achlat, it's very strong, it's good. Yeah, that's if you're right. That's number one. That's if you're right, and you reach the conclusions in a healthy way. But stam, if you're a person that you're always right and you're stubborn, you have your opinions. And every time you have your opinions, that everybody else, you don't even see, they're all like, you know, rolling their eyes. So then this das is the most horrible kashyas oref, is the person that's stuck on a certain idea. And not only does he have this idea, but he has achlota, that this is it. This is it. It's a terrible Azaz Meitzach. He explains, Kishanova lahakbil zayis ata lahamshach hasugya shimidas Azaz, yesh nadaz hanimtas betzibay ha'achori shel ha'adam. There's a certain das that's by the stem of the neck, of the skull, by the neck. But Mokam Anikra Arif, that place is called Arif. Yesh das hanimtas b'fnei ha'adam. And there's das that manifests by the face. And the das of the back is the stem of the skull, that's by the neck. And in the front of the person, das is mezgala by the forehead, by the meitzach. These are all in Yonza explained in the Kabbalah's form a lot. That's by the Meitzach. Kishem Shakashi is Megiyah Mikar Hadas Hanimsis Ba'irev Laisa Mishka B'midis Ha'azaz Yesh Das Tekifa Shemizgala B'fnei Ha'odim B'makam HaMeitzach. The same way that there's a powerful Azaz, a Kashyas Irev, that's Mizgala by the Irev, when you turn your back to somebody, by the back of your head, there's also das, a very strong das of Aziz that's mezgala where? By the metzach, by the forehead. Like the metzach ishazayna, by the forehead. Mishom megiyah mahalach hanikra Aziz metzach. Now, if you explain, what does that mean? Lamaisa, what does that mean? So Aziz panimim kain. Aziz panimim kain mezgala me'ahav chana hanikris kosha ayra. Azus Panim comes from Kshay Erev, Yisod HaOfer, from Yisod of Ofer. Azus Meitzach, Mezgala Mitfisas Hadaz, Hanimsas B'Metzach. It comes that Azus that is called Azus Meitzach. It comes from a Tfisa of Daz, that by the back, of course, it's over there by the Erev. That's how it's manifested. But by the face of the person, It's called Meitzach, the forehead. It's the Kifus Adas Mezgala Aziz, where a person is very opinionated, strongly opinionated. His das, he's not machmir himself. He doesn't lower himself. His thoughts, his opinions, even if it's somebody that could be much smarter than him, or somebody that knows this inyan much better than him. This happens all the time. You could have, especially when it comes to religion, you could have somebody that doesn't never studied anything, doesn't know anything, but he's going to give a lecture to a religious person about how you don't know anything. This is going on all the time. It's going on all the time. You have people that they like that. You could have him telling the electrician about how the electricity works. He tells the air conditioner guy how the air conditioner works. And the guy that's a maven, that's a mumcha, doesn't even have to answer this person. So I'm working on air conditioners for 50 years. And this guy is fiddling around a little bit. And he tells me that this is it's the whole thing is such an Aziz pun. Aziz Meitzach. It's an Aziz of Das. It comes out, that's by the forehead. It's Aziz Meitzach. It's a certain type of a person that he has dais, and he's not machmi himself in his dais. He said that's. He's convinced. That's what it is. Did you work this thing out? Do you understand it properly? You can't even ask these questions. So he just gets angry and yells at you. So to keep us at das. To keep us at das. Mezgal ha'azaz. Loshna gemara kiyadua. The last paragraph in Kufchaf Gimel. Loshna gemara kiyadua is with the man didn't entirely yourself. So Gemara asks, why was the Torah given to us? Then they say, Azim, because the Jewish people have this meat of Aziz. The Kabbalah Torah Haya Moshe Rabbeinu V'dor Mekabli Torah Haya Dor Deya. Moshe Rabbeinu was the meat of Das. Everybody knows Das, Moshe Rabbeinu. And the whole generation of Mekabli Torah is called what? Dor Deya, a generation of Das. Davkin Ditna HaTorah L'Moshe Shu Das. L'Dor Deya Shem Shayach L'Moshe Shekuloi Das. Mitzad kach hatar nitnu li yisrael shem azim shabumas. Das means that there's a certain confidence. There's a certain strength of opinion, of knowing. That's called das, and the Jewish people are the azim shabumas. Mekoch mahim azim. Mitzad hayosim b'nei das. Because Jews are b'nei das. They have das, and because of that, they have strong azas. Now, that could be used in a wonderful way, and that's why we adore Deya and the Maccabi HaTorah, but that could be really bad. Kufchav Dal. Hepech mizeh ha-kelev, the opposite is a dog. Kedivei ha-gemara sham, shloisha azenhein, the gemara says that a dog is, by animals, by people, it's Jewish people, but by animals, it's kelev b'chayis. It says in Yeshayah that dogs have this need of azay nefesh, azay spadim. Gam HaMolech is called a kelev in Chazal. Ki hu ahetach shel hadas to kedusha, because the opposite of das of kedusha. Ukvar bir amaral sheyishna azay shabam and haguf, yeshna azay shabam and hanefesh. Mal explains that there's a type of azaz that comes from the body, and there's a type of azaz that comes from the nefesh. Azaz shabam min haguf, shor shabi yisod ha'ofer. The azaz that comes from the body, the root of that is the yisod of ofer. Azaz shabam min ha'nefesh, shor shabi das. Azaz that comes from the nefesh, the shor shabi that is das. L'chein mokim ha'azaz nikra azaz meitzach, which is the place of das, on the face. Azaz panim yana gilu ha'oref ofer v'panim. Azaz panim means that the mida of oref, of ofer, shows up on your face. That's azaz panim. So the azaz shabam yamarechas ha'gufa comes from the body. Ha'azaz ha'pnimis ha'el yana, but the deeper azaz, the etzim of azaz, is das. It's mezgal b'metzach. By the Metzach. The Malkam Gilui HaRotzim, because in Kabbalah we're taught that Rotzim Metzach is the meaning of Rotzim Metzach. Kasher HaAdam Megala Rotzim She'enenu Emes, when a person has a certain Rotzim, and it's not true, it's not right. V'Takif Beretzono, but he's so strong about his opinion. He's Takif. Zui Azad the Klipa. This is an Azaz Deklip. This is an Azaz. You see this a lot by rich people. I don't mean to give that. I'm not saying God's a bit of clout or rich people, but a lot you see this by rich people. Because they have money, and people always are used to, they're used to hearing people say yes, yes to them because of their money. So they start to think that they have all kinds of deus, that everything that they say, that they know everything, and they tell everybody else that they're this and they're that, and they know everything. It's a terrible Azaz Meitzach. And the whole premise is off. What kind of, where did you get this das? What made you smarter? Your money made you smarter than everybody? Who made you smarter? What makes you have more das than I have das? Because you're rich, so you're bigger about das. So Azaz the Klipa, mamish. Azaz the Klipa. Kashu Megala Rotzen Emes. When a person's a Megala Rotzen that is appropriate, and it's true, and it's real, that's called Ritzenenu L'Asas Ritzenchem. My Ratzon, I'm Machni myself. My whole Ratzon, Hashem, is only to do what you want. That's what I want, what you want. Zuli Az the Kedusha. And that person has an Az the Kedusha. So Mordechai Le'icha Lo Yishtach. Mordechai doesn't bow down to anybody, nothing. It's an Az. Because why? Because Mordechai doesn't care what Haman says. He only cares about what Hashem says. It's an Az the Kedusha. Yeah, we're opinionated. And because of that opinion that we have, that opinion says, we're not going to give in to the world. And all the years, we're still here, because we have such an Azaz Panim, it's an Azaz Meitzach. But Am Yisrael is still here, because of our Azaz Panim. The Kedusha, Azaz Panim, the Kedusha. But when that's not used in a way of Kedusha, it's very hard to be with a Jew that's an Azaz Panim. Much more so than if you... My wife and I, were a few years ago, we spent two or three days, we were in Mexico. And I never saw so many Mexicans like in Mexico. There are a lot of Mexicans in Mexico. That's, I guess, why it's called Mexico. Yeah, oh, they're called Mexicans. That's it. So, you know, I've never been among so many people like that in my life. Every here and there, every year, you see somebody here and there. Perhaps the whole place is all Mexican thing. So I was reading this poem. I mean, I didn't want to, we were staying someplace. Yeshiro, we were staying in a, like a hotel. But I wanted to see what's it like, you know, what's it like with the Hamoinam? I wanted to see what it's like. And my wife and I, we went to the streets there to go to get some fruit in the grocery, something. And there was a mahalach that we picked up on there that was unbelievably beautiful. Unbelievably beautiful. There was a certain avira of that we, maybe it was just a good neighborhood. I don't know. But there was a certain avira of shiflis ruach, a certain type of a nivus and shiflis ruach, ruach nemucha, and it came together with a harispan, a very beautiful harispan. I was very nispal from it. I was very nispal from that. One after the other, it was like that. A certain ruach shvela and a ruach nemucha, and mostly very, very, very posh, very, very posh, very posh. But there were no airs about them. Very posh. And Lahavdol Elf Alfei Avdolos, it's hard to feel that when you're walking, you know, amongst us. I don't want to say that Chalila, any kind of Ketruga Manjus, because it comes from a place of Das. And when it's in Kedusha, then it's Ramesha Feinstein, it's the Chavos Chaim, you know, Shlomo Zalman in Kedusha. But when a Jew is not in the right place with his Das, and there's an Indian of Kashyas Oirev, because when Amkshay Oirev, then it's very, very hard to be served. It's very hard to be served. To be among, you know, people that have strong days. And then, even if they'd be right, it would still be difficult. But when people could be wrong about so many things, and they're so strong about what they're wrong about, it's so strong. As it's been, you know, people, I'm not saying Chalila to say Madrega that those natives are higher than Jews. Of course not. I'm talking about when something is not the Kedusha, because they have Ruach Nemucha, because the Ruach Nemucha, it can lead to all kinds of things that you know, they're not marach themselves. It can lead to all kinds of negative things as well. I'm not comparing a Jew, but yeah, but that pashtus is, you see it by Mexicans, you see it by African Americans a lot too. It's a pashtus, a very beautiful, beautiful midah of anova and shiflus ruach and pshitus. But you see that, it's a pshitus. When it's not in a nice way, it can be another way, but pshitus is more the nice and push it in a certain way. I understand there are people that might hear this that don't like ever categorizing or making a certain tipusim or types. And if you have a very strong opinion like that, it could be you have a little bit of nazis meitzah halosim. There are different types. Not that any type should ever be mistreated or looked down upon. I'm not talking about that. Chas v'chalila. I'm not talking about looking down on any person because of color of skin or anything. That's a stam. That's a sinner. But I'm talking about there are certain midas. Every nation has. People have different midas. That's the Matzias. The Torah revealed that to us. They have different midas. And it only seems to me that I see these midas of shiflus ruach are very strong by certain people. And it doesn't mean one's better or worse. Of course not. But when the strong das, when the das is very, very strong, then it's very easy to be a kshei erev and to be an azaz meitzach and azaz bonim. It's very easy to be. It's very hard not to be, because the nature of a Jew is that he's such a bar das. You know, it's not just a dor deya. That generation has the highest das, Moshe ben Das, all of Kedusha. But when it's not in a way of Kedusha, it's like a terrible Azaz Metzach. It's terrible gaiva and arrogance, Azaz Metzach. And chutzpah. That a person can disagree with anybody and everybody that doesn't agree, that anybody doesn't agree with him, he holds these, they're nothing, but he turns away from them like a ksheir. In Kedusha, of course, Yisrael is Azaz Shabumas, it's a many losses for Sancha. None of them are up to me. 1 second. Okay. Yeah, around 7-8 lines down. Kasha Oda Megala Rosen Shenendo Emes Vigia. Taki Ritzon is who Azaz the Klippa. Kasha Megala Rosen Emes Vigia. That's not Azaz the Kedusha. Vala Nemar. Azaz the Shubmusia. So that's in Kedusha. The whole world says that the Jews are crazy. The whole world says we don't know what the Jews don't know what they're doing. The whole world says all these things about us, and we say, nah, we don't agree with you. We turn our back to the whole world. That's why we're still here. It's not as the Kedusha. Turn our back. Meitzach the Kedusha. Az is the Kedusha. Oyrif the Kedusha. Am Kseyrif. But we don't care. So you're going to say that the whole world disagrees with us, and we're 0.01% of the whole world. What kind of chutzpah if you disagree with the whole world? That's who we are. Az and Shabums. We're not in this ball from statistics. We're not in this ball from what your opinion is. We have our own opinion. And our own opinion is, that's all. We disagree with you. Ha-hepech shezeh hu klipa. The opposite of that is a very strong klipa. Elu divya gemor b'mesech s'nadarim shehuzku le'el shebnei chatzufa inyona shetevas b'peh toba b'peh. The gemor talks about certain children are more inclined to being chutzpahdik, or more inclined to being chutzpahdik. Like, where does that come from? Again, it's not a simon that it has to be that way. And if there's a chutzpahdik kid, it doesn't mean it had to come from this, but it's an inyan that there's a stronger likelihood of a child coming out, if he doesn't work on himself, strong. There's a strong likelihood of him coming out to be a mechutzef. They're called B'nai. Who are these B'nai Chatzufa? So one of the B'nai Chatzufa is where there's a marriage, this has to be said in a delicate way, where there's a marriage where the wife is Tovas B'peh, that she wants, when she wants to be with her husband, she says it B'feirish. She talks in such a way. She talks with such an Azaz. The teva of a woman is to be very tzanua, to be misbayeshes, hulu. And she is an Azaz Meitzah. Misha's not an Azaz Meitzah. She's not a Zayna, but she's an Azaz Meitzah. It's Tavas B'peh. And the Gemara says that from women who behave in such a way, there's more of a likelihood that the child will be a chotzef. She's a mchotzefes, and these are the b'nei chotzefes. Me'idach. That doesn't mean chas v'shalom that a wife is not allowed to have a desire like that to be with her husband. Adarava, boyfriend shall aritsuye aritsay, which means she doesn't say anything. She's meratzim. She puts on a certain kind of clothing. To go into everybody understands what it means. It's not with to say like a chutzpah. She has a certain smile. But she doesn't. She's not tavas b'peh. Shebkoch kach, he tavas also. She uses that a certain charm, but she doesn't talk with chutzpah. Avalo tviyah b'peh. So davke he zoyche lebanim u'ulim. Not only is that not chutzpah, but Chazal says she has gevaldige children. It's not the desire that's wrong. That's a kesher between a husband and a wife. It's very beautiful. That's adrabe. That's an inyan of yichud. But when a woman is tavas b'peh, that's chutzpah. And they're the b'nei chutzufim. But when the woman doesn't do that, and everything is in the edler way, in a way of busha, in a way of edelkeit, not dinut, so then she's zarech l'banim u'ulam. That child is more of an inclination to be just the opposite, to be in a higher madrega. Ma kavanas adav v'ma hevdol ben b'nei chutzufim l'aritzuyei aritzei. What's the difference between these two There's the chutzpah and the etzuya aretz. The one who's tavas with that, who just says things, talks about things like in an open way, and the one who's discreet and sanur. What's the difference? See here, Rabbi Yisrael, and my wife's learning this with the women on Tuesday. She's been talking a lot about busha and sneeze. And here's really the shurish of what it means to be an ishet snua, to be tsanua. How it comes out with clothing is that's like the last stop. But there's a midah of busha, there's a midah of sneeze, there's a midah. It's the opposite of an azas pondim. And the most obvious manifestation of that is how a woman dresses. There's a woman that dresses, you have a woman that dresses in a way where the way that she's dressing is ki'ilu, she's tavas b'peh. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to talk so much about it. Now, you say this in the courtroom, they'll have you arrested. You can't use that as a taina. A man can use that as a taina for mistreating a woman, no matter how she's dressed or undressed. Chas v'chalil. You can't use that as any kind of an excuse. But the ones who are saying that when she dresses without her clothing, she's not tovaz, that's also an Irish guy. Of course she's tovaz. That doesn't mean that she was asking for someone to abuse her or to, God forbid, rape her. But the way of dressing is ki'ilu she's tovaz with that. That's why the guys that are walking around, they hear, because guys have problems, so they hear her ki'ilu she's tovaz with that. But it doesn't allow them to do anything bad to her. But she shouldn't be dressing that way. Because it looks like you're being tavaz. It looks like that. You're a chazah, how can you look at me that way? He's talking a chazah, it's true. And if he does something bad, even if he whistles at her, it's a rest of the guy. And a chinami. But don't say that you're not a tavaz. If you have a midah of busha, and you don't have a midah of an isha zayin and azas meitzach, so then there's a way of covering oneself. That's what busha is. Without going into all the pratim right now, but there's a certain hachna, there's a certain gentleness, a certain humility, there's a different way of carrying yourself. The shirish of the issue of tznius is in the midahs that we're talking about. A person that's not sanua, whether it's a man or a woman, it's coming from a place where there's a lack of busha, and there's a midavazaspan. There's a midavazaspan. And that shows very much. I mean, this is a very delicate subject, and a lot of people, especially if there are some women that don't dress properly, who'd be hearing this, they'd be screaming and yelling that this is crazy, this is in the Middle Ages, and don't ever listen to this stuff. And that just comes from an azaz meitzach, their strong opinions. And that just comes from rationalizing and defending themselves. That's where that comes from. A person who's a mevayesha, the person who's, even if she never learned anything in Torah, she doesn't know halacha. So of course she has no halacha, she doesn't know according to the Torah what's supposed to be covered. But you see in the way she carries herself that she's a tzanua. The be'etzim, she's a tzanua. She's a mevayesha. She blushes. She blushes. Even though she's never learned halacha. And because of that, she doesn't mean she doesn't know that, you know, some she doesn't wear, she wears maybe a short sleeve because there's no, she doesn't know there's anything wrong with it. But the Edson, if there's something that she understands is supposed to be covered, and it's and she's misbayesh, she's embarrassed, she blushes, she's not a chatsuf, it's a different midah of a person. This is a very big subject. On the other hand, you could be somebody, could be a girl or a woman, that she's got officially everything is covered the right way. But her whole demeanor is an azaz meitzach. Her whole demeanor is being tervas with that. So if somebody asks you, where's this saying, Shulchan Aruch, that I can't wear, you know, a heel that's 2 feet high, I can't dress with heels like that, where's this saying, Shulchan Aruch, such a thing that there's a shear of how tall a heel is, and why are you saying that this is not proper? She doesn't get it. Because the inyan of this chush of azus busha, it's a certain chush, it's a certain feeling that a person has what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. It's what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. It's a certain chush that a person has. And there's a lot to talk about for Gabi, this lemaisa, how this works. The poil, that there's a person that is be'etzim, somebody who's sandor, but is dressed inappropriately. It has to do with certain cultural habits and lack of awareness. It's not for now. But this is a woman who's able to blush. And there are others that, regardless of how they're dressing, even if they're covered 100% because of the culture that they're in, which is, let's say, a very frum culture. So they're in a very frum culture. But they're not blushes. They don't blush. And the demeanor is a demeanor that's called tovas b'peh. The demeanor is a mean of tovas b'peh. My wife was telling me once that she was someplace, a very firm place, and the women were by the pool, separate swimming. She says the women that they lie there in their skimpy bathing suits, reading and talking to other women, not men. And my wife says she doesn't understand how they after they come out of the water, you don't put on a robe. How you cover you? And these are ladies that wouldn't be seen with a piece of hair coming out of the shekel or something, out of the tichel. Wouldn't be a piece of hair coming out. But they could lie there for 3 hours schmoozing. So the terrorist says, well, because these are women? Well, chalzais is not appropriate. But there's a certain chush of busha. And where does that come from? And what does that mean? It's a certain chush. And not to be that way, it's ki'ilu, there's a tviya b'peh. Now, she's not being tovas, because these are all women. It doesn't mean that she's looking for something, God forbid, that's bad. But there's a midah of tzniyas, of busha, that's not operating in a healthy way. It's just not. It makes no difference if they're all women there. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. The same way you could be amongst men, amongst other men, or women amongst other men, and somebody just goes to the bathroom in front of other people. You have no busha. What's the matter? I can't. There's busha. There's certain busha. There's certain midah of tzniyas. Certain busha that a person has. And the opposite of that is to be an aspan, to be a chotzef, and as it's made, so the opposite of that. Nishazayin, it's a chotzef. It's a chotzefus. This is what Rosh Hashanah explained. Okay. Mishum will continue with this difference between the Bnei Chatzufa and Eretz Suyei Arzeh. We'll continue this discussion next week. Shkoyach.